move the adoption of the agenda. It's just the deliberations on the bill, and then apologies. So can we have apologies
on Mrs. Conwini and Mr. McPherson?
Okay, the way in which we're going to do this is we don't have to go through everything that we agree on. At the front of over.
Yes.
So we don't have to go on, you don't have to tell us about clause page one, clause one, or whatever that is, clause 14. The things that we agree on is fine. I want to know about the things that we don't agree on, and if you can just brief us on those quickly, and we'll see it. But I want you to brief us on all the things we don't agree on, and what pages they're on, so that we all know where we are when it comes to things we don't agree on.
Okay.
Thank
you.
Yes?
The first... Thank you. The first one is on page 8. That deals with the period in which the right of the consumer to apply for credit should be... or could be limited. And currently the bill makes it discretionary and up to 36 months. The committee discussed, and some of the proposals were it cannot be a 10 years total where you have the limit to arrive to apply plus a suspension coming up to 10 years, but Mr. McPherson proposed a minimum mandatory period and then you allow discretion for a larger period. The proposal from Ms. Montash was 2 years rehabilitation period, but mandatory. So in the end it was decided there is no agreement, so the question will go to the committee. There's two questions. First off, should the limiting the right to apply for credit be mandatory or in the discretion? The bill is currently still discretionary. And secondly, what should the period of the limit be? The bill currently provides for 36 months. So that's the first question that was agreed must go to the committee. The second question is on page 12. I'm just going to have to cross-reference with your document. Mine has different page numbers. So that deals with section 88F. That is the one that has to be prescribed, where we had constitutional concerns about the broad discretion, that it amounts to plenary powers. The two that council from both Treasury and the DTI felt could perhaps pass constitutional muster was the issues that dealt with urgency. So there is a significant exogenous shock to the economy, or there is a national disaster, provided that we provide some definitions. So at this point in time, the proposal was that we only retain A and B, those two cases. But there was also a concern that perhaps it is better to remove the whole section and rather bring this by way of new legislation. So there was also not agreement there, and agreed that the question will go to the committee, whether it should be scrapped in total or whether the two urgent matters should be retained. The next is then just below that, still on page 12. This is not something where there isn't a full agreement. It is flagged for further engagement in the subcommittee. What it deals with is reckless lending reported by credit providers. Now, the concern here is that credit providers, first off, if they're required to report themselves, we have a constitutional problem. Secondly, if they have to request other credit providers for their methods of calculation, you have an anti-competitive concern. So the problem was, but we feel that reckless lending must be reported. So at this point in time, it is a bit difficult. The general feeling in the portfolio committee is that we want reporting. I think at this point in time, it is maybe a matter of the regulator and the drafters maybe coming up with other possibilities. I am a bit concerned about if it is going to take you twice as long to get a credit application through, because your credit provider has to try and get information from other credit providers, then we might have a risk that your people that we're actually trying to help gets pushed out of the market because it's simply not cost effective for credit providers to provide them with credit. So there are those concerns. I have mentioned a couple of things to the NCR and the NCT, what might work, what might not work, but we haven't really come up with a proposal. So I suppose that is partly why it is flagged for further discussion.
Yeah,
do you want to discuss?
No, we're not discussing. I want you to go through each one that we're highlighting. Where are we? And I want to know exactly where we are.
The next one? Good. The next one is point 20 on page 14. And that is then just the next question. Should it be reported by debt counsellors? The cost and the extending of the period in which the debt review will be done applies to debt counsellors. They don't have the problem of anti-competitiveness because they're not in the same market as a credit provider. So for a credit provider to disclose information to the debt counsellor is not anti-competitive. And of course, they wouldn't have lent it, so they couldn't self-incriminate. Same question there. The next one just flows from there. It goes on to page 15. Should suspension by the NCR be retained? The concern here is that the NCR's role as an adjudicator and a regulator is conflicting. You can't have someone who investigates something also making a decision on the same matter. It's like the police finding you guilty. So that is a bit problematic. What we considered was, the NCR proposed that there is a mechanism in the Act called a compliance order. Now, if reckless lending is reported to the NCR, which we agreed we must make possible, then the NCR can issue a compliance order. Now, if the credit provider then says, yes, okay, fine, I agree, it was reckless, then that consent order can go to the tribunal for an immediate order. However, the problem still is if it is contested. If the credit provider says, no, it is not reckless, how do they deal with it? And the concern of the committee was, if it is reported, is it going to take a year before it gets to the tribunal? Because it must be speedy. So the NCR indicated that they will look at a mechanism to deal with matters that are contested in a speedy way, and they will make some proposals there. The next one is on page 17, and in fact this is something that is agreed on. That is just Mrs. Phupps requested a legal opinion on the lapsing of insurance. I will just have to discuss with her because I'm not sure that there's a legal question there. It's a matter of a contract. If you didn't pay on the contract, it lapses. That's the legal answer. So I need to just, but maybe it's something that needs to just further be discussed. The next one is on page 20. It is number 31. About rehabilitation. Now, what we have with rehabilitation is a person is going through the debt intervention process and maybe suspended for the first 12 months, even suspended for the second 12 months, or even extinguished. Any of those periods, the consumer might find him or herself in a position where they can actually repay the debt and re-enter the credit market. So we want them to be able to rehabilitate earlier if they pay the debts back. So the question just is, how do we determine the amount that they have to pay back? So there are three options. The one option is the debt, interest and fees as at the date of application. But of course, your application and order can be months apart. So the second option is the date and the capital, interest and costs as of the date of the order. And the third option is the capital, interest and cost as at the date of the payment, so the date that the consumer wants to rehabilitate. Now, maybe the first one of the date of the application could be unfair towards the credit provider. The last one on the date of rehabilitation could be unfair towards the consumer, who is in fact even wanting to pay a debt that was extinguished and say, I want to make good, I want to pay. The question was how to do it, and Margo reminded me after the meeting that from the DTI side, there was at one stage a proposal when we discussed it before, to the effect that you take a date, either the application or the date of the order, and then the minister prescribes an interest rate that applies to that amount. So let's say we take the date of the order, you owed a capital amount of 30,000, your interest and costs on that brought everything up to 40,000. Then that is the amount where it stops, in the sense of what you do your calculations on. Then it is suspended for 12 months. I now want to rehabilitate. I look at the rate prescribed by the minister. For instance, it could be 5% or 6%. That is then added to that 40,000. And on the date of my payment, that is where the interest is calculated. I pay that amount. I get a proof that I've paid it, and I can ask for rehabilitation. So that could be a compromise, and the minister could always consider that your interest rate that he prescribes or she prescribes must also consider costs and things like that. But of course, it won't be something like 25%, which might be what some of the credit agreements were subject to. So that is on that matter, and I think that is that. That is it.
So everything else has been agreed to?
Yes.
So it's just these 6 issues.
Now we've got new issues.
Sorry?
I raised new issues.
New issues?
Just joking.
You can raise them. I can just ignore them. So what I'd like to suggest then is that the members that are present here, obviously, sorry, just a second. So this is it then? Yeah, what I would suggest then is that this is the end of the subcommittee. There's no more subcommittee now. The next meeting we have on this legislation is going to be the full committee, where we debate, where we vote on these issues, these 6 issues. So what I'd like to say then is that's it. I just wanted to know how far we were and where we would go, and there's no time, unfortunately. We can't debate any one clause in 20 minutes, or 25 minutes. I think that would be unreasonable. And so I'm going to say that this meeting is now adjourned, unless members want to say anything else. That's it. So we can take this back, go to your caucuses, find out what the situation is. The next time we meet, we're going to be in the...
Okay.
Thank you very much, everyone.
Meeting
adjourned.
Send me that version, that's the easiest way. That's the easiest way.
How did you find out when BFG? How did you find out?